All right, boys and girls, I got Jesse Lysak in the house, founder, CEO of Reviting. And, you know, Jesse and I were talking the other day and she blew my mind with her fractional CMO knowledge. And I had to bring her on because it was, I have to share that with you. You're going to get more sales. If you don't have 20 minutes to listen to this episode, then go make all the mistakes on your own. That's cool. You can waste your time, but I don't think you're going to. I think you're going to sit here and listen to Jesse and I explain how you can build up your cold email tech stack. Jesse, what's up?
Well, thank you for that warm intro. But yeah, it's all about cold email these days. And I am a fractional CMO, as you said. But I think, as you and I both know, number one really right now is LinkedIn, personal branding, podcasting, live streaming, get in front of your audience in a real authentic way. But that is a one-to-many approach. And so we do need to also look at our audience and be able to go to them one-to-one at scale. And that got harder and harder with the changes that Google made in February. But those who were doing it right, they have only continued to see, you know, increased reply rates. And by those that are doing it right, let me kind of define what that means. So to me, if you're sending cold email and you are doing it right, A, you're not sending it from your primary domain. B, you're sending it from a multi-domain sending tool. I prefer SmartLead and I'm an affiliate, full disclosure. So if you'd like an affiliate link, I can share it. But there are others like Instantly is another one you should check out. There are several out there, but they're multi-domain sending tools and they will throttle the number of emails that are going out per domain, so that you're not blasting everything out from one domain and getting it spammed. That's why A is don't send messages from your primary, because you're going to start getting your domain reputation is going to take a hit. And Google will see that. Microsoft will see that. All of the like Yahoo, the platforms where your recipients are opening their emails, they're trying to protect them from spam.
I just want to emphasize how important that is. Because you're staying like, you know, this is very informational. No, this is the kiss of death for your email address. This means that you basically don't exist. Like there was this big, and I don't know about shadow banning on social media, but there's a lot of talk about shadow banned. I'm shadow banned. No one can see my post. That's basically the equivalent of being relegated to spam. It's no one's going to be able to see your emails.
Especially if it's on the primary domain. That means your main corporate domain. Like no one can send emails. Nothing's going out. It's landing in the spam for your customers. That doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. I would assume it's really bad for your SEO too, because you're basically ruining the domain. And when I say primary domain, like your domain is reviting.com. Mm-hmm. My domain right now is marksavantmedia.com. I want to make sure, and it's actually it's a pretty good domain ranking. I could sell it for, I don't know, a few hundred, $500 or something, which is kind of cool, I guess. But if I was to burn that by A, sending out too many emails to too many people and then they relegate me to spam, say, I don't want this, spam it. Well, then that's going to screw over my domain. I'm not going to be able to get my message out to people that need to hear it. Right.
Absolutely.
So I just want to just like at least establish that, you know, if you're sending out mass cold email using your primary domain, it's like you're heading for a cliff. Really important that we avoid that cliff. Let's build that bridge. So let's
absolutely avoid that cliff. I worked at a company where that happened, you know, some just overly ambitious BDR and a MixMax account, you know, just like boom, primary domain is burned. And that was in 2017. So this isn't new. It's just that it's getting easier and easier to burn domains.
Right. Which is why I think this is a really timely conversation, Jesse, because this like Google, Yahoo just changed their rules like a couple months ago, like 60 days ago or less. So I think it's important that we know, don't send out cold emails, cold email, meaning emails at random to people that maybe don't know you or have never heard from you before. You want to use, I don't know what the proper term is, burner domains, or what would you say, Jesse? What's the solution to making sure that we don't burn our primary domain and get landed to the spam box? What is the solution? How do we save our primary domains?
Yeah, well, the thing that you do is you go out and you buy multiple other domains. They can be related to yours or not. You know, there are some companies who will use random domains to send emails for you just to help improve the reputation of their other clients' email reputation. So like, but the message going out will be from you with your message. So like, I think there's a couple things that we have to dissect here. Like, I am not saying let's go land in the inbox with a spammy ass message, because we have to get past that. Like, it's not just about landing in the inbox. Like, yes, there's a lot of stuff you can do to just land in the inbox that most companies are not doing. A, throttling your send. B, making sure that you have your DKIM, your DMARC, your SPF, all of everything in your Cloudflare, wherever you have your server, set up so that your email is telling all the powers that be on the internet that you are a reputational and you are a legit sender. So those are some of the like textbook easy things you can do. So then the other thing you want to do is you want to be highly relevant. And like, I don't want to get overly caught up in messaging, because A, if you don't land in the inbox, then so many people are focusing on messaging and they're not even landing in the inbox. So I think most people just need to focus on landing in the inbox right now. But for those who have gotten to the point where you're landing in the inbox, the next step is, how do we become highly relevant and not only highly personal? I'm not just talking about giving them a first name. That is not how we personalize this. We have to make the full body of the text actually different. We can't have the same email going out. How do we do this? AI, of course. But also what we need to do is make sure we're leaving out any links from our email, because that's what spammers do. No links in the email, none, zero, zilch, especially like a bit.ly or anything like that. No, nothing in your signature. We don't want your business email in the signature when we're mass sending from a domain. We don't want any images, anything that'll create HTML in your image. You want it to be full plain text. So yes, like marketers have a hard time with this. They're like, no, we need to have our like logo and no, not for the cold email. Leave your sales team alone. Let them stay on these cold emails. Let them use something different. Get them off the primary, get them off any marketing domain as fast as you can, where you do have opt-in consent of people are saying, yes, we want to hear from you, because this is different messaging. Okay. So then what do we do then? What do we equip the sales team with? We equip them with tools like clay.com, C-L-A-Y.com. These are AI tools that will pull in multiple sources of data on your audience so that you can have that highly relevant, highly targeted message. And really honor your audience and say, hey, look, I did my homework on you. And I do know that you would make sense to me, because not only do you have, for myself, I'll look at, not only do you have past LinkedIn events, but you have upcoming LinkedIn events. So I know that you're going live and this is important to you. Not only that, but you're using a CRM that is not as robust and way more expensive than high level, what I want to try to get you on. And, you know, I'm also going to maybe look at what other tools you have on your website to segment my audience and segment my message based on data that's already out there. And so Clay will pull from multiple sources. I like to look at technographics, but there's a lot of different ways you can go about making your message highly relevant and not just highly personalized.
Okay. Okay, cool. So tons and tons of information there, y'all. I want to kind of go back to the beginning with something I think is important that you mentioned. So let's start with step one, showing up in the inbox. We don't want to use our primary domain. I used an app called MailDoso to just buy a bunch of domains. So I started out by going to GoDaddy and look at the domains. A, they were expensive. B, it was very complicated to like set up four domains with four email addresses attached to each one. It was like, this is such a hassle. So I use a program called MailDoso. There's different ways to do it. I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of new into that. But that's a way to get your domain. Then you connect it to a program like Instantly or Smartlead, right. So then all of a sudden you've got all of your emails, all of your domains automatically attached to that email, that cold email tool, which is going to go through your whole warm-up campaign and make sure that the domain is recognized. You're landing in the inbox. Mm-hmm. You're landing in the inbox, right? So assuming you've done that, you set up your domains, you set up your emails, you set up your warming email generator, your email sender.
And real quick, I will say there are people out there. There's one guy in particular, two, Jesse Owlett, J-E-S-S-E. I'm J-E-S-S-I-E. He's J-E-S-S-E. Owlette, O-U-E-L-L-E-T-T-E. He's the email, cold email guru you want to follow. And his, I don't want to say protege, but like his, they're connected and they're basically, you could say partners, even if they're not officially, but Eric Nawasaki, they've both been on Whiskey Wednesday, my show, but his last name's a little more difficult to spell, but Eric is the guy who now has a tool that will do this in the click of a button. So he'll set up like 100 domains for a company with inboxes and everything in like the click of a button. I don't know how he's doing it. He's got something that he's set up. So Eric, I'm going to put his name, Nowoslawski. So one of those complicated Polish names, but another person to go follow. And he does it as a service. But he's
I will say very valuable, because when I was trying to set this up, it was like, oh my gosh, this is going to take me forever. And then if I ever need to update anything, or it's like,
yeah,
it's a huge nightmare. So I'll definitely put their info in the description below. So right. So we're working with Jesse. We're working with Jesse and Eric. We're setting up our domains, our emails, et cetera. Now we have another problem, Jesse. Where do we get our list? Where do we get our list? How do we know who to email it to? Right. So you had mentioned, Clay, but that's not where we're going to get our list, are we? Where do we get our list from to send out the emails to?
Great questions. There's a couple different places. So I really like working with Lead Magic. And so what I'll get out of Lead Magic is some technographic data. And that will typically just give me company information. So then we can get that enriched with tools like Apollo, pulling data from there. There's a ton of tools, but yeah, I would stick with Apollo. Just, you know, I wouldn't spend the money, like, unless you're like a big company and budget isn't like really a question. I wouldn't even look at Zoom Info. I wouldn't look at some of those big companies. If you look at Clay, that's already expensive enough for small companies. I mean, it's like $300 a month or something. But they're going to pull data from multiple sources too. And yeah, I would look at Lead Magic. I would look at Apollo, and I would look at Clay.
Look at Clay. Cool. So the other thing that you had mentioned, and you kind of blew my mind here a little bit, is trying to customize the messages that we send out.
Yeah.
Right. Because not every human is, surprise, surprise, not every human is the same. We're all different. We all like different things. I like dogs. Someone likes cats. Yeah, someone likes lizards.
Don't waste people's time. Like 40 characters or less in the body of the email, and make a specific, like, how can you add value to them? Period. Like, hey, saw that you did this X. I saw that you have X and X. So, and I'm not just pulling one data source. Like, hey, I saw that you use Salesforce, so maybe you'd be interested in this. No, I saw that you use Salesforce and you have LinkedIn Live events and your Facebook page grew, you know, this fast over the last quarter. You know, so then AI, Clay can go pull all that data, but then like, you know, I look like I've done my homework. And I also, I'm not wasting my time or emails sends, emailing people who aren't relevant to me, who, you know, I'm likely not going to be able to help.
Well, yeah. And I'm not going to, like, you know, when we're talking about a cold email campaign, you're sending out hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of emails. There's no way to customize them one-on-one, but what you're saying is you can use Clay, to pull in information from different sources and then it will use AI to customize the messaging on its own. Is that the way that works?
I would definitely use AI in messaging as well.
Have you looked at the messaging? Because one of the problems I've had with AI messages, at least at this point, is like they can be very verbose. They use words that are not common vernacular.
You want to use some that are set up like only use tools approved by me. I'd say Jesse L.A. or Eric Nawasaki, like tools that are like not going to make you look like an old school B2B guru, because no one's going to read your long email. And if you're sending emails like that, or you're using AI that's going to send emails like that, then you're not going to succeed.
Yeah. I was actually going to message you earlier today as we were setting up our discussion here. And I went to LinkedIn, and LinkedIn now has an AI tool that you can, you send a LinkedIn message. And I said, whoa, this is interesting. I clicked the button. I was like, what the hell is this garbage? It's ridiculous.
I haven't tried it yet.
It's like, hi, Jesse, blah, 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 blah. paragraph two. It was three paragraphs. It looked like I was writing out a letter. It was bizarre. I was like, no. And frankly, I think that's one of the big problems that people are having with LinkedIn marketing in general is they're sending, they're like friend request, accept, huge wall of text plus a link to their calendar. It's like, it's gross. It doesn't make me feel good about it. You know?
Yeah. Don't put the link to your calendar in a cold email. That's for the like replies.
Yeah. Well, and so that's where so that was the next place I'm going with my cold emails is I'm sending, you know, short, it's like maybe three or four sentences, which you might say, oh, Mark, you're over the 40 character mark. But I mean, like three or four sentences and the whole pitch is, hey, I've got this thing that you would want. If you're interested, I'll give it to you for free. It's my whole standard operating procedures for producing podcasts, right? It's like 20 pages, all the apps I use, all the steps. And I'm sending it out to business owners that already have podcasts. So it seems like it could be useful to them.
Yeah. Right?
But no links. Nothing is connected. There's no documents attached. It's just like you said, pure. So that's the other thing I think you said that's interesting is we don't want to have any images, video, just plain text. No HTML coding in the email either.
That's right.
No signature.
It's going to make it look like a marketing email.
Yeah. But doesn't it just look weird if there's no signature or anything in it? Also, like, what would the email look like if you were setting up an email, cold email? What does that look like for you, Jesse?
If I'm sending out a cold email, funny you should ask. My cold email, I would use lavender.ai if I had a question on it, because lavender.ai, well, they basically have a bunch of data on what emails perform well. And that's what I use. That's where I pull where I say, keep it under 40 characters. I think that's really important. I think we get too verbose. And especially like, I don't know, it's just cold email. It can't be written like a marketing email. And so you got to let your sales team write it. I do think it needs to be written more like a sales team, but with you statements, not saying I, focused on them. How are you going to help them? Like, hey, saw you have this or this. I have this free thing that could help you, like you said.
So let's say that you get a response back from someone, which I like that you not.
Which is the goal. Like the goal of the cold email is simply just to get a reply because A, it helps your domain technically. So we're always working on trying to improve our domain. But B, like you're not going to sell your product in the cold email. And if you try, you're going to lose.
Right. Nobody wants to be sold. Kind of like you mentioned on your LinkedIn profile, people buy from people, not from companies, I guess, so to speak. But so you get a reply. Well, then what happens? Do you just have a discussion within the app there, or do you want to move them over to your CRM? What do you do next when you get a reply from someone?
Exactly. So you get a reply, and if you're using SmartLead, they'll break it up. Do you get a positive reply or a negative reply? I don't even look at the negative replies. I'll just focus on the positive replies. Positive replies would be like, okay, maybe interested. And then it's like, all right. So depending on whatever I ask them, then I'll either reply with the link and whatever I sent them, or I may reply with like a custom personalized video. Because at this point, your replies are, I would say a reply rate of over 5% is a healthy reply rate. But ideally, you want to be seeing like 8%, 11% reply rate. Depending on how many you're sending, then you're not doing a personalized video to everyone. It's much more doable. But that's where you can also say like, does it make sense to set up a time to talk? Like I'd love, or, you know, like love to learn more about what you're working on and how we can maybe support you. I wouldn't say maybe, I would say, I would love to learn more about what you're working on and how we can help you.
So you're not necessarily going through the steps of moving them into like a CRM at that point. You would still communicate with them.
If they reply, it depends. So it depends, I guess, on what your process is of getting someone into a reply or into your CRM. But if they've shown interest and it's positive, I'll put them in my CRM and I'll, you know, just so I don't forget to follow up with them. Because if they don't reply, then I'm not always going back to all my replies in SmartLead. So.
Interesting. Well, listen, y'all, we just touched the tip of the iceberg here with Miss Jessie Liza. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
You can integrate. I haven't done it yet, but you can integrate your CRM with SmartLead. You could probably have all your positive replies just like create opportunities.
With like Go High Level, for example?
Probably. Actually, no, I don't think SmartLead integrates with High Level. I did request that. They do integrate with some of the other bigger CRMs though.
Yeah, because that would be instantly. that would be fire because, you know, I'm building out all these emails and these sequences and these pipelines and opportunities. I want to move the people that
Xavier
are warm into there.
You can probably make it happen one way or another if you're really like, you know, gung ho for it. I've just always waited to move people over to my CRM.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. Well, I'm going to keep building it out. We'll probably have to have a follow-up in a year or so, Jesse, once I've got it hammered out. And we're just crushing it. But listen, y'all, definitely want to follow Jesse on LinkedIn. She's going live all the time. Lots of engagement, lots of people in network. And you know, Fractional CMO, branding, LinkedIn. Jesse, thanks for joining the show today.
Thank you so much, Mark.